assist client in assessing purchase feasibility. This area is about spending money. Remember, it is the client's money, so while it is important to educate them on researching purchases and purchasing within their means or a budget, show acceptance and realize that purchases have an emotional component, a social component, and more. Often the first thing to do is to help the client determine if the purchase is a want versus a need. The distinction between a want versus a need is somewhat subjective, so this may require some sensitivity related to client goals and values, as discussed shortly. Wants are sometimes part of impulse buying, which is defined as making spontaneous purchases without planning or considering the long-term impact on one's budget or financial goals. The counselor can help clients who make frequent impulse purchases that they later regret by suggesting they try a personal cool-down period, such as waiting 3 days to see if they still want the item. If the item is a need, then the next thing to do is to determine if the client can afford to include the cost of the purchase and any related new costs in their spending plan. Purchase feasibility is impacted by the following considerations. The purchase price, which may be lower from some sellers, have discounts, or be negotiable given research, preparation, and patience. The client's income level and funds available after current expenses are accounted for. Availability of funding, availability of savings for the purchase or down payment, versus other possible uses of the money. Sufficient credit card balance, availability of loans/mortgages, availability of rent to own or other alternative options, or availability of loans from friends or family. The cost of funding, the opportunity cost of using savings, what else the money could be used for or is intended for, such as a different purchase versus emergency funds. The cost of credit or debit, which is based on the interest rate, and for some purchases the interest rate is based on the client's credit score. Opportunity cost is defined as the value of the next best alternative that is given up when a choice is made. The counselor assists the client in assessing purchase feasibility, such as by including the cost of a purchase in the client's spending plan. Determine if the client has the required funding and/or available income to make the required monthly payments and pay all other related expenses as needed. The calculations can help the client determine if the purchase is feasible right now or if they need to change some of the above elements before the purchase would be feasible. Set goals with the client, such as a timeline for the purchase that enables the client to save for the purchase, improve their credit score, or take other action. The counselor can also suggest setting aside the required monthly amounts for a period as an experiment to help the client get a better sense of whether or not the purchase is actually feasible for them. When considering feasibility, it is important to determine the true cost of the purchase and to compare it to alternatives. This could be the feasibility of a client purchasing a car versus other options, such as biking, using rideshare apps, or public transportation. Example, Julia is in her early 60s, lives in an urban area, and is still working for a living. She is currently using public transportation but is considering buying a used car. The counselor works with her to calculate the total cost of using public transportation, then compares it to the total cost of owning a car. Total used car costs may include the cost of the car/car payment, taxes/registration/tags, auto insurance, parking, tolls, maintenance, repairs, gas or electric charging station, and electricity. Some of these extra costs can be quite high, especially in dense urban areas. Juliet would need to get a city parking permit to park on the streets or pay for parking at a ramp. Other benefits include flexibility in where and when she could travel, less exposure to the elements, and easier grocery shopping. The monetary cost of public transportation will likely be far lower than the used car. It will have a low and regular monthly upfront cost, no insurance to get, and less risk, unexpected car breakdown bills, car accidents. Julia describes other benefits, such as the ability to read or relax during the commute. Public transportation downsides include those that relate to her goals and values, such as needing to walk to and from the station, needing to take transfers, long waits, incompatibility with work schedules, unavailability in a given area, and safety concerns. After considering all of her options, Juliet decides that, while owning a car is financially feasible, it would limit her ability to save for other financial goals. She will continue to use public transportation for another year and then reassess. It is important to acknowledge both the pros and the cons of each option the client is willing to consider. The counselor needs to avoid withholding information that might push a client to make the choice the counselor thinks is the right one. Rather, educate the client on each option's pros and cons, or invite the client to consider the pros and cons on their own. This allows the client to make the best informed choice. Consider client goals and values. Even when a purchase is technically feasible right now, or after the client has made some related goals and an action plan, the purchase should be considered in relation to the client's financial goals and values. Purchases that support a client's values or long-term goals, such as buying a car to increase job opportunities and independence, can be seen as strategic investments. Even then, it is important to explore different ways to meet the goal, such as comparing down payments, leasing versus buying, or new versus used options. It may be useful to explore whether a given purchase is a want versus a need. A need could be a strategic investment, or it could be a necessary purchase due to an emergency, such as needing a replacement tire. The tire example shows how a need may not advance a client's goals, example impact their spending plan. It could still be necessary despite causing the setback. A want is a purchase that is not necessary, but a want may still advance a client's goals and objectives. For example, a vacation is a want, but if the client's goal is to be able to afford regular vacations, then a vacation of some sort advances this goal. However, a specific vacation budget may or may not meet the client's goals and values. Counselors interview clients to understand what a given purchase means to the client and then explore ways to align the purchase with the client's goals and values. If a want or a need purchase conflicts with the client's goals or values, it may affect long-term stability. In such cases, the counselor should highlight the discrepancy and discuss potential consequences to support more intentional, values-based decision-making. Cost per use calculations. If a client wants to make a purchase decision relating to items with occasional use, the counselor could use a cost per use calculation, which is defined as a method to assess the value of a product by dividing its total cost by the number of times it is used. Cost per use is most valuable for highlighting the consequences of certain types of purchases. Items that break or wear out fast, such as budget power tools or popular sneakers. Items that may rarely get used, such as exercise equipment, a specialty tool, or a fancy outfit. Expensive items, such as an RV may be both expensive and rarely used. Items or services that could be purchased a la carte or as part of a membership, subscription, or monthly rate. The cost per use calculation is as follows. For example, an exercise treadmill costs $1,000 plus $300 for delivery and assembly, for a total of $1,300, and the client can pay cash. The client decides this moderately priced treadmill should last 3 years. The client estimates using the treadmill 52 times per year for 3 years, or 156 lifetime uses. Is the client willing to pay that much each time it is used? If the client uses the treadmill much more frequently or for more years, it will have a lower cost per use. Conversely, if the item breaks earlier or is used less, it will have a higher cost per use. A cost per use calculation can also be used for the number of uses in a given period rather than lifetime uses. Say that this client wants to look at two more options for exercise, going to an exercise class as a drop-in client or getting a gym membership. The client finds a gym they like, and the drop-in rate is $18 per class. For 4 visits per month, this is $72 per month. The basic membership allows 4 visits per month for $60. To compare monthly costs for the same number of uses per month, The treadmill's $8.33 cost per use can be multiplied by 4, or $33.32 per month. This option is less expensive on a monthly basis than either gym option, but the client will have an opportunity cost of using those savings for this use rather than some other use of those funds. The gym option may be more likely to be used than the treadmill for clients who have trouble motivating themselves to exercise on their own, but the opposite could be true for a different client. Decision matrix. For clients who want to compare features and options for a purchase, one option is to create a decision matrix, which is defined as a tool, often a grid or table, used to evaluate and compare different options by rating them against various weighted criteria to support better decision making. A decision matrix can help a client decide on the relative importance they actually place on each feature or option, including the price of the item. It can help clients who are having trouble with a purchase decision because they are stressed about all of the factors that are involved. It can also help a client align their purchase with their goals and values. Here is the process for making a decision matrix. The client decides what factors are important to them and places each factor in its own row in a matrix, example on paper or a spreadsheet. The factors listed should differ between alternatives. Leave off things that will be the same for each choice, example mattress size. The client decides how important each factor is to them, assigning a percentage weight to each factor, making sure the percentages add up to 100%. The client rates each item's factor on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best, and assigns a rating to each item's factor. The client multiplies the weight times the rating to find the relative weight. For example, if an item is weighted 40% and rated a 5, they multiply 0.4 times 5, which equals 2.0. The client enters this in the matrix in a new column for that factor. The client adds up the ratings for each item to find the total, repeating the process for each item being rated. The item with the highest score is a more objective way to select the best choice for this client. The client can still choose some other option. Exhibit 2-55 shows a decision-making matrix for two-bed mattresses a client is considering. Such a matrix could have more columns added to compare more options as desired. Exhibit 2-55, decision-making matrix for purchasing a queen-size mattress. In this case, the client put price as the most important factor and assumed that the cheap mattress, mattress B, would win. The client was surprised that the winner was actually the more expensive mattress, mattress A, which had everything else going for it, including a much longer trial period with a money-back guarantee if the client did not like the mattress before the end of the trial period. Consequences of purchases that fail to align with goals. When there are discrepancies between goals/values and a planned purchase, a counselor could use interviewing skills to call out the discrepancy and/or could use financial calculations to put numbers to the discrepancy. Say the client wants to save money or pay down debt, but the client feels they need to take a family reunion trip, putting it on their credit card, derailing their plans. If the client also has as a value, purchases should be a good financial deal, the counselor could help the client see the discrepancy between this value and their travel-related credit card purchases by calculating the cost of the credit purchase versus the cost if the client saved up for the trip purchases. Assume that the client expects about $3,000 in trip costs. Credit card purchase. The credit card purchases will be the cost of the purchases in the first month, plus the interest paid on the unpaid balance each month. For $3,000, the counselor uses a website to calculate credit card debt repayment costs. If charged on a credit card with an annual percentage rate of 18%, and the client pays $275 per month to the credit card for a year, they would pay off this balance, but they would pay about $300 in interest. The cost, even with this aggressive repayment plan, is $3,300, and the next year a future trip could be looming, likely with no money saved for it either. Save to purchase. Saving $250 per month for 1 year would be $3,000, plus the client may earn a small amount of interest on the savings, making the trip cost slightly less than $3,000. This method is a better financial deal, and the client will have an extra $25 per month that would have been spent on credit card repayment. The downside is the clients need to devote this money to their savings each month instead of for other purposes. A risk is that the money that is being saved might get spent on something else. Saving to purchase in general may also have other factors to consider, such as needing to have the patience to wait to make a purchase for yourself or family, or the need to delay getting utility from a purchase for that time, example for a car, having to use public transportation for longer. Rolling negative equity into new purchase. When considering purchase feasibility, some items, such as cars, have a risk of the client rolling negative equity into a new purchase, which creates a risk of a downward financial spiral. Negative equity is defined as a financial situation where the value of a property falls below the outstanding balance of the loan used to purchase it. If the amount owed on an item is higher than the value that could be received by selling the item or trading it in, the item has negative equity. The desire to have a new car may override the client's financial goals and values. Car dealerships will often advertise that they will pay off your old loan so the customer can get a new car. However, they will really just pass on the costs to the client by either reducing the trade-in value, increasing the amount of the new loan, or some of both. The only way to know for sure is to read the fine print of the contract. Negative equity is related to depreciation. Depreciation is the decrease in value of an item over time. A new car depreciates very quickly just as soon as it is purchased because it is no longer perceived as new. After the first year, it depreciates at a slower but steady rate for the rest of its life. This is why a used car is so much more affordable than a new car, at least before repairs are considered. Some items, such as homes, may instead increase, appreciate in value over time if they are well maintained and/or are in a neighborhood in demand by buyers. Assume a client purchases a car worth $25,500, but the 6% APR loan needs to be for $30,000 due to no money down and taxes and fees being included in the loan. Exhibit 2-56 shows how an assumption of 25% depreciation in the first year and 15% depreciation per year after that would compare against the amount owed on the loan. The car is underwater, worth less than the amount owed, for nearly 3 years given these assumptions. Exhibit 2-56, a $25,500 car with a $30,000 loan, taxes and fees included in loan. When a client buys a vehicle that rolls negative equity from a prior vehicle into the new car loan, depreciation will get a head start, meaning that the value of the new car is already lower than the loan amount or the amount of the negative equity. This is also true in the above example because the client financed the taxes and fees. If the client had paid for all taxes and fees in cash, the two lines would have started at the same spot, and the crossover point of the lines would occur earlier. Exhibit 2-57 shows an example of a client who could purchase a car with a $30,000 auto loan at 6% financing for 60 months. The example compares the impact on the monthly payment and total interest paid for no negative equity versus adding $7,000 in negative equity. This would be a bit more than a year left in repayment using the vehicle in the prior example to the initial purchase price, but leaving the total payment period the same at 60 months. The counselor uses online financial calculator tools to calculate these amounts. Exhibit 2-57. Negative equity impact on monthly payment and interest. Another option to compare could be to extend the payment period to keep the payment lower. For example, a $37,000 loan on a 72-month schedule would have a monthly payment of $613.20 for 6 years and a total interest cost of $7,150.17. While the least costly course is to pay off the old loan first, other options include selling the vehicle independently if the client can get a better price than the offered trade-in value, or getting a loan that has a shorter term and higher monthly payment to prevent this from happening again, but with even more negative equity the next time the client wants to change cars.